Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And on this half hour of Motown Memories, we're featuring music from Gladys Knight and the Pips, Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers, the Commodores, Diana Ross, Johnny Gill, the Miracles, Michael Jackson, Marvin Gaye, and Eddie Kendricks. The second half hour of today's show will feature music from the Funk Brothers, that instrumental backup group from the 1960s.
Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Thank you. he be understanding? Or does he think the usual way? Maybe I shouldn't worry, but I've been through this before, and I'd like to get things straight before I'm knocking on your door.
Listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Baby!
Well, that was Too Hot to Trot by the Commodores. That reached number 24 from 1977. And before that, we heard a song called Does Your Mama Know About Me? That was Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers. And that reached number 29 from 1968. And we started off with a great song by Gladys Knight and the Pips, Friendship Train, a number 17 tune from 1969. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And coming up, a number one song by Diana Ross and the Supremes. Well, Berry Gordy Jr., the founder of Motown Records, was so unsure how the public would react to Diana Ross's acting debut on a movie called Lady Sings the Blues that he wanted to have a number one single waiting in the wings just in case her career needed a boost. Well, instead of relying on experienced writers within the Motown team, they turned to a novice composer by the name of Michael Masser. Well, he was teamed with Motown veteran lyric Ron Miller to write this great song, Touch Me in the Morning. Here it is right now on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Touch me in the morning. Then just walk
MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Summer. your nightgown, step in our bedroom. First I wanna take some time, I just wanna look at you. Girl, you are so fine, I can't believe my eyes. And all that I wanna do, I wanna make love to you. Oh, tonight will be a special night, a many more to come. And I'm so proud to be with you, so proud to share your love.
All of your favorite Motown artists are here with Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Place I found her, where people go for miles.
Well, that was a great song by The Miracles, Going to a Go-Go, that reached number 11 from 1965. And before that, an artist by the name of Johnny Gill had a top 10 song in 1990, reached number 10, a song called My, My, My. And we started off with a number 1 from Diana Ross, Touch Me in the Morning, from 1973. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And coming up, another solo effort from Michael Jackson. Well, the Jacksons debuted on the Motown label in 1970s and had a string of number one hits, the last great Motown artist group before the Motown artists moved from Detroit to Los Angeles. Well, it would take Michael several more years to follow the lead of Marvin Gaye and Stevie Wonder by establishing his creative independence. Along the way, though, his solo efforts for Motown indicated the intensity of his artistic soul. Listen to the song coming up, I Want to Be Where You Are, a song that was written by Leon Ware and T-Boy Ross and produced by Hal Davis, another key contributor to Michael's education. No doubt Michael was learning fast. And here it is, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
sugar.
From the 60s, 70s, 80s, it's Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Yeah.
Well, that was Boogie Down by Eddie Kendricks. That reached number 2 from 1973. And before that, a live version of Distant Lover by Marvin Gaye. That song reached number 28 from 1974. And we started off with that Michael Jackson solo song, I Wanna Be Where You Are, a number 16 sound from 1972. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And coming up during the next half hour, we'll be featuring the instrumental backup group on virtually all of the Motown songs that were recorded and recreated in Detroit in the 1960s, the Funk Brothers, who were finally recognized for their great artistic work on a movie called Stand in the Shadow of Love. So stay tuned for that. If you have any questions or comments about Motown Memories, please email me. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Stay tuned for the Funk Brothers coming up.